Universal Ottery. So I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're almost completing chapter 14 with verses 17 through 21. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of food and drink, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by others. Let us then pursue what leads to peace and to building up one another. For the sake of food, do not destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to become a stumbling block by eating. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. When you look at Scripture, can you feel the presence of the Ghost so holy? Does He whisper in your ear? Look down at your Bible and see the description of our practice each day, constantly changing. Simple verses we pray as the Spirit so holy brings you to faith. Soon we'll hear that without faith you face sin. And in the Word of God, the Spirit allows your practice to prayerfully proclaim how to find forgiveness in the hope we live as faith, tethered to love, as the reason we abstain from hurting others' feelings by the menu of the day. For no matter what, Jesus is the righteousness we learn God first each and every day. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alan and Alexandra, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren. Oliver is turning 6. Julian and Elliot. Prayers for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace as they take their last breath. I do pray somebody prays for me as I'm dying. Silence for the prayers of others who have no voice in their prayers each day as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I'm a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Romans 14. It's verses 17 through 21. It's a two-stanza poem. It's titled, God's Work Destroy Not by Food's Sake Confused. Righteousness is God's kingdom displayed, not drink and food eaten to dismay. Spirit holy, releasing joy and peace conveyed. God pleased others, approve serving Christ this His way. Another one, build up in peace pursued. God's work destroy not by food's sake confused. Clean indeed everything, eating block stumble, disapprove. Meat eat or wine drink not. Good brother causing another bruised. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 18th, 2022. I'm recording this morning 6:56 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing today about 6:03 as we normally have been doing this beginning of this year, trying to concise our work to become broadcasted again. We're still seeking a way to accomplish that as we lift up this beauty that I look forward to each morning. Just being with the Lord, writing for Him, describing how it feels to be alive in Christ. Thanks for joining me. And those who are sick out there, our friends John and Marie, are overcoming their stuff. We're hoping that they're ready to get back to life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thanks again for joining us. In the name of Jesus, 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 we say God bless you.